Off the Record with Brittany Rose here at 100.7 The Tiger. Red Stick Veterans Week is undergo, and this Sunday is a huge event. And I have two special friends in the studio with me today. How are y'all doing today?
Doing well. Oh, doing well. Thank you.
I'm going to let y'all tell y'all's names and y'all's titles with this great organization.
I'm Tony Winters, the owner of Veterans Defender, and created our Red Stick Veterans Week. And this is my battle buddy, Kyle.
Kyle Callahan, man, retired and just a vet, hanging out with Tony, helping try and get some stuff done.
Kick butt, Kyle. That's what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So this Sunday, huge event going on, Devil Dog Dash. It's a 5K. Kind of give me some details about this dash and where do the profits go to?
Yeah, well, three questions. So first, everything, all profits, all proceeds, all not profits, all proceeds, every penny that you pay for the 5K goes to the Marines Toys for Tots. So that's that. So the second part of it is that October 20th, Sunday at 6 a.m., we're having our registration on site, and then 7 a.m., it's not just a 5K, but a 5K and an obstacle course. So they get to do it. That's why it's Devil Dog Dash.
Yeah.
They get to do an obstacle course with the Marines, then run a 5K with the Marines. So it's a lot tougher than a normal 5K. But you can walk the 5K, and if your battle buddy comes out and they do the 5K, they get this cool shirt. This is a beautiful new
really
shirt.
Really cool
with our
shirt,
new logo.
Yes.
And this is what we even have on our new beer that we'll have this year. That's for you.
Thank
Brittany,
you.
Thank
I
you so
love
much
it.
For having on.
Wearing it
having
out there
on
Sunday.
100.7. We love it here. No, but thank you so much. We're so excited to be here with the Tiger to share with you this good news. The behind the field purpose, like Kyle talks about our team, but one of the things that we're trying to get across this year, our mantra is for all of Veterans Week, is going to be getting veterans employed.
Yes.
One of the biggest challenges, there is some misperceptions, misconceptions about hiring veterans. We want to let people know and remind them that there's an amazing amount of talent that veterans possess within them. And we ask you to consider hiring veterans. So our big push this year is hiring veterans, because we believe that that helps reduce the unbelievable suicide rate of completion that veterans were going through. The numbers was 22.
Mm-hmm.
And me as a veteran myself of 23 years in the Army, retired, and that number has been reduced to 18. I won't stop until that number is zero. I'm working on my doctorate at Baylor right now. My focus is on veteran reintegration and reemployment.
Mm-hmm.
How do we help veterans get fully and meaningfully employed? That's what's going to help them be that citizen, that civilian, and that reengaged into the community. So that's what our effort are. And then meeting a partner like Cal and his company and all of the things that they do, that's what's going to help reduce that number. And so we want to thank you guys for allowing us to come on and talk about it. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I just enjoy doing it, right? My whole life, from being a soldier, Boy Scout, I was a police officer for 25 years, BRPD, I retired from there. Just being a part of a team, right? And I guess using the skills I have learned over time, making mistakes, making good and positive, good and bad decisions, I guess, is just I like to be selective who I'm with, right? I like to spend my time, because time is limited and what you got on this earth is what you got, right? So I'm going to be particular about who I'm with, and it's well worth my time investing and just being a part of this event with Tony and what he's done for the last couple of years. I think this is year 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've been with him 3, and like every year, it's always a challenge because I enjoy it, but it's so great and so fun and fulfilling to myself, and just to see the eyes and hear the stories, like I said, just being part of the team again and feeling a purpose and feeling a need. And I think that's where Tony's PhD comes in, is reintegrating and being a part of that on a bigger scale, right? Trying to get those vets back in, because they are very, like, almost all-star athletes, because they've been through the grind, been through the trials of, for real, combat organization, really stressful situations.
Yeah.
So they're really well when it comes to workplace, because it's not quite as, I wouldn't say it's not a battlefield in its own right, but it's not the battlefield that vets
way
go
different.
Through. So they're, I think they do, once they're given the shot and the chance, opportunity to be a part of DLC, that's a very, very great teammate you add to your team as you hire a veteran to be a part of your group.
And I think one of the things that goes unsaid is Baton Rouge is a great community. So we have so many partners that are with us. For instance, like, this is a great partnership.
I was going to touch on this. Like, y'all are men after my heart. Y'all brought me beer.
8 a.m. beer, man.
Yes.
8 a.m. Yep, beer in the morning.
So getting a chance to be in the afternoon drive with people on your 3-7 show is that we get to show them this amazing beer. We're not driving here in the studio, of course.
No.
We partner with Tin Roof Brewery. This is our third beer that we've done with them. But Tin Roof Brewery has been with us from day one.
That's awesome.
Yoga. We had a Veterans Day of yoga inside of their brewery.
We love Tin Roof.
you know, Cammy, those guys, Mandy, all those guys that are over there have been fantastic partners with us. And this is our third rendition of a beer. So we're going to open it up right here on your show.
Yes. Get it.
Ah. So we're going to ask you to cheers with us.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
All day.
And yes.
It's good.
It's an exceptional beer. We're going to have the beer out at the 5K.
Okay.
Come on out and try it out. This is a great beer. Great. But all of Baton Rouge has helped us. We have grown this thing and so many people. And if you want to partner, just reach out to us,
right.
veteransdefender.com or on Instagram at Red Stick Veterans Week or at Veterans Defender, and just come and help us out. But we need volunteers. So if you want to help us, if you can't run, if you don't want to do an obstacle course, come out and volunteer.
Because anybody can go.
Anybody can go. It's okay. Not just Marines, not just service members. The idea is you get to be side by side with the Marines, side by side with our soldiers to do this 5K. And then that'll help show that you understand the compassion and have that compassion with them. You'll know that they're humans. They're not just some droids or robots.
Right.
These are Marines, but they are part of our community. Mm-hmm. And let's come out and support them and be part of this with them.
Like you said, they're real people. They have families. They have friends. They have people that they love. So the Devil Dog Dash, the 5K, this Sunday, October 20th, out at the LaBerge Casino. The hotel parking lot is where this is being held place. Registration at 6 a.m., races at 7. Again, donation for Toys for Tots. Great organization. Where can people go, not only if they want to know more information about this event, but about just Red Stick Veterans Week in general, but also just if they can't go to the event this Sunday and they would like to donate?
Yeah, so one, just go to Red Stick Veterans Week on Instagram and you'll find all of our information, or veteransdefender.com, that's the law office's website. But if you come there on site, you'll get to meet the unit, the Marines who do the toys, who give out thousands and thousands of toys here in Baton Rouge area. And they are the Marines that give them out in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
So your donations will help the kids in Baton Rouge get toys. I mean, they gave out, 10,000 toys.
I was filling buckets.
Yeah, so they're amazing. I was Santa Claus last year I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. So it is so much fun. And I got to keep drinking this beer so I can get back to Santa Claus.
Put the weight on.
Put the weight back. Yes, because the holidays are right around the corner, y'all. Not everybody's as fortunate as we are. So we would like to get back to the community. But we would also love to help out with veterans as well. So Red Stick Veterans Week, huge deal. Thank you for putting this on. This is such an amazing thing that you have done. And we honor you and thank y'all for y'all's service. We just really appreciate y'all. Once again, can you give everybody that website that they can go donate to or check out if they want to know more information?
Yeah, Red Stick Veterans Week on Instagram. Just at Red Stick Veterans Week or veterans, at Veterans Defender. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see all of the information.
Right.
We just can't wait to have you guys out there. Registration starts at 6. And the race starts at 7 with the obstacle course. So thank you so much. We appreciate you, Brittany, for bringing us on 100.
We appreciate y'all.
Yep, 100.7, awesome.
Awesome, y'all. Thank y'all so much. 100.7 The Tiger.